It's time for Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. A chance to hear from the coaches and athletes from Garden City High School. Let's go live to Old Chicago in Garden City and join the voice of the Buffaloes, Cal Friedman.
Welcome back to another edition of Buff Talk here on October the 30th, last show of fall sports. Cal Friedman here for KWKR 99.9 The Rock, live from Old Chicago. Got plenty of sports to go through. Soccer has a chance to go to their first states since 2016. We'll have soccer coach Jose Vital on later, but we want to open up with cross country, who just finished up their states meets. I wanted to bring in the man who just finished eighth place at states, Josiah Munoz. Josiah, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Thank you so much for coming on. So I want to talk it through. So eighth place at states, top 10 finish. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you describe what the feeling was like when you crossed the finish line?
I think it was a very exciting and surprising moment for me, because at the start of the race, I wasn't sure if I can be able to finish top 20, but I had some really high expectations. So I made a bold move, stayed calm throughout the race. And then as soon as I finished the finish line, I kind of cried because I was excited and happy that I did what I did.
One thing that Coach has talked about with me before is how much strategy actually goes into racing. Did you think about strategy in the middle of that race?
Yes. I knew that I wanted to stay controlled the first mile going in the race, because last year was kind of a, you know, up-down because we went out fast. Mm-hmm. But at the start of the race, I stay controlled, stay in the back of the pack, and then I hold on. And then just hold on throughout the whole race and stayed pretty consistent with my paces.
Now, I want to get through the journey of your whole season. Before that, I want to talk individually about the race. So, conditions of it. You guys are used to training in, you know, 90 degrees in the summer, mm-hmm. 80 degrees, you know, humid sometimes. But yeah. You get to Lawrence and it's 30 degrees and it's windy. How difficult was that for you?
It wasn't difficult. It was kind of a new, unique experience. But it wasn't that bad. We had some gloves, sleeves, but as soon as you run, you warm up throughout the race, so it wasn't that bad.
I should have known, considering Coach has just told me that you were out here running and it's 30 degrees outside, that
yeah.
You'd be fine. I want to ask, since you're probably more used to weather like this, do you have a favorite season to run in?
I think I like running in the spring, the summer, because track and the heat, I just like running in the heat way more better than the cold, in my opinion.
Okay, but got it. Yeah, I'm the opposite. I hate running in the heat. But put up with it a little more. Last time I had a couple of your teammates on, they talked about some of their favorite courses and conditions to run in. When you're training, do you have like a set type of conditions that you like to train on?
I think mid 50s to 60s, no wind, just light breeze is like the perfect conditions for me, because I feel good and everything.
Yeah, that's like football weather to me.
Yeah,
I love that. Okay, vice versa. If you hear from Coach that you're training for a certain day and there's one drill that you hear and you're like, I don't want to do this. Is there a drill that you just do not like to try?
No, not really. I can handle the conditions and everything and fight through it and everything.
Okay, smart answer, considering your coach is right there next
yeah.
to you. We'll have Coach Krista Lindenberg on in a moment. So going back to traits, as you were running that course, I know you mentioned you wanted to keep that first mile straight. Mm-hmm. Did you realize how well you were doing?
I think going into the second mile, I realized that I was at a really good spot, and because the first mile was consistent, nice, I was at the right pace where I wanted to run in at. And then second mile, I didn't think I'll hold on, but I hold on really good. And then I think from there on, I pushed it, and then I hold on really good.
Can it be difficult to pace yourself, considering you've got people passing you every second? You might get in your head saying, oh, no, I can't be too far behind here. Can it be difficult to pace that first lap?
Yes, most definitely, because I think a lot of kids, they get really excited and everything, so they want to go out big and hard. And in the end game, it could cost them. So I think going into the race, I didn't want to do that. Stay consistent, controlled, and then go on from there.
So you seem like someone who's very patient when you're running these courses.
Yeah, I think going into this race, I want to be more patient than I was last year, because I wanted to run a really tactical race going into it and everything.
Is it a difficult lesson to learn when you're running cross country to be patient?
Yes, I think I learned my lesson, like again, from last year, going out with Devin and the big guys. They are going sub 5 pace. And I think I wasn't patient enough, and that costed me, and I didn't perform like I wanted to do last year, but I learned from that, learned from my mistakes, train on it, work better, and then this year I worked out pretty good.
Now, as a senior, you've gone through and learned a lot. What would you say is the biggest lesson you've learned from running cross country here at Garden City High?
To learn more, like to love the sport more often. Because okay. I think when I got injured this season, I learned a lot of lessons going into the season, and that to push myself more and then not quit and then just keep persevering the sport, training, and then finish the season strong.
I did want to dive into that. You ran the first course of the season, mm-hmm. got injured, came back for the final four races that you had. How difficult was it for you mentally just to not be out there?
I think it was really hard mentally because I didn't think that I would finish the season strong. I was really doubting myself because the injury, I didn't do what I wanted to do. But I learned to push through it, train, cross train, do all the things I need to do to keep healthy and strong. And then it really helped out in the end.
You talk about loving the sport. Is that truly where you kind of realize, man, I really love being
out there? Yeah, I think me getting injured really helped me love the sport more often and then everything.
How was the recovery process on the way back?
It was a hard process being almost a month out of running, seeing other guys run. I really wanted to run, but I knew that if I run again, I could injure myself more. So I need to be patient about it, mm-hmm. work strong, healthy and everything. And yeah.
Who were some of the people that were most supportive to help you get back to running?
I think my coaches, my dad, most definitely, he, really pushed me through it and helped don't quit. Cause I know he realized that I was in a tough time and I not quit and everything. He pushed me through it.
Did you consider quitting?
No, I didn't want to quit running, but I was unsure about running this season of cross country, but I pushed through it and it managed really good.
How much did you keep in touch with your teammates while you were out?
All season I was training with them. I was doing with them all practice. I went to meets with them, supported them, did a bunch of photos, pacing them, watching them run. And it was a really nice experience to see my teammates run. And that really motivated me to keep pushing because Hayden was the one that I wanted to be with and he pushed me really good.
That's awesome. I actually wanted to talk about that because we had Hayden the last time we had cross country on. And he said there was a certain bunch of group that he liked to run with. Who are some of your favorite guys to run with on this team?
Hayden and Trevor most definitely because they're with me with the training. And Taryn, he tagged along training and he had a really good season. And I think Taryn's a really good supporter and pusher guy through the season. And I like running with all the guys pretty much. Yeah.
And Trevor also came top 25 in this. So how cool was it for you two to share that, you know, finish together?
Seeing Trevor cross the finish line, it made me happy because he achieved a goal that he wanted a top 20, but, you know, he PR'd, he ran a good race, good experience, and he has a lot of motivation and confidence going into the next season.
Talking to Javier Munoz, if you're just joining us here on Buff Talk, here live from Old Chicago, you had just mentioned that, you know, you kept in touch, excuse me, with your teammates, you know, still going to their races, even though you were out during that month.
Mm-hmm.
Did that kind of help you to see the game from a different perspective, you know, watching how they did it?
Yeah, I think watching Hayden run, it really showed me what he can do and what I can do to help me and him perform good. And I think going back from the season, I learned some stuff and tried running with him. He paced me really good. He pushed me good. And then me and him finishing neck to neck at regionals really showed how good of a duo we are. And he pushed us. And then, yeah.
Talk me through how much of a relief it's been for you since getting back out there.
It's been really good, to be honest. I'm still kind of recovering a little bit. I still have pain tightness, but I'm working through it. Easy runs are feeling good. Workouts are feeling good. Long runs are feeling good. And I've been feeling healthy going into this postseason.
Was there a point you mentioned you kind of got back at the perfect time? You got to run three courses before going into States. Was there a point during those three courses where you're like, okay, I feel good at home again?
I think regionals was the course. It was a pretty good race. The time was pretty good. It was a little longer than usual, and our times are good. So I think after that race, I had confidence on performing good at state, and I knew that I have a really good chance of running a sub-16 at state.
What's your favorite course, or what was your favorite course to run this year?
Rimrock, most definitely. I think Rimrock has always been my favorite course to run in because the view, the scenery, the hills and everything. It's just a fun race to be at. I didn't run at Rimrock this year, but running at state, it's just a good experience overall.
Touched a little bit earlier on some of the favorite conditions that you like to run in terms of weather, but obviously you guys have run in mountains, you've run on flatlands. Mm-hmm. Is there a type of terrain that you really enjoy running in?
I would like to run flat courses, but that's not how it is. We have to fight through hills. One course that's really unique is Cannon City. I didn't run it this year, but last year, all uphill on the mountain and downhill, that's a fun experience to run in. But I like rolling hills, mid flats, just all around, just mixed around.
Okay, I got it. We talked a little bit earlier about how you really wanted to pace yourself during the first mile so that you can push on for the rest of the race. Is it difficult to keep focus when you're training for such a big stage and when you're actually out there?
I wouldn't say it's difficult. I say it's like it's good to stay focused, because when you're training like that, you have a bunch of experience behind your back. You have a bunch of teammates pushing you. You have a bunch of goals in mind to stay people to push you. And I found the right idea to have a person to stay with. And I think I did really good at staying with that person the whole race. And I finished behind him.
Who was that person that you stuck behind in this last
race? I think Aletha East, Diego Barron. Me and him were back and forth throughout the whole race. And then if I stuck with them, I would go sub 16.
Take me through some of the thoughts that cross your mind when you're going through these races. What are some of the things that go through your head while you're running?
I don't try to think about anything. I try to just keep my head straight, focus on the race. But the main thing I do think about is just staying with that person in front of me. Just catch the next person, hold on with them, and then just go on from there.
Okay, just a question for fun here. When you're training for these races, not necessarily with the team, but you run by yourself, do you like to listen to things while you run, or do you just like to focus on the distance?
We don't listen to music or anything. We just run. I think in workouts, we just run it. We just stay focused. I don't think we listen to anything now.
Has that helped you actually focus, like in the classroom per se, when you have to focus?
I think most definitely music helped me focus. But on my own runs, I do listen to music sometimes. But I realized that running without music actually helps me focus a lot more, because I have no music in mind. I'm just thinking about running.
Got it. I cannot focus like that. Every time I'm doing cardio at the gym, I always have music going. Let me ask you, who are some of your favorite artists to listen to when you are running with music?
I say The Weeknd. I say Drake. Just 21 Savage, all those guys.
Like it. I think you and me got to share an optimal time.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me take you back through states. You come eighth place. You mentioned that you got emotional after finishing. Can you take me through just how difficult of a season it's been, you know, starting out the season with high hopes as a senior, missing about a month or so due to that injury, but being able to come back and finish with a sub 16 in states?
I think it's been an emotional ride for sure. Like you said, going from high hopes, you know, having certain times that I want to run in, and then getting injured, having a block. But I realized that, you know, running comes with a bunch of ups and downs, and that's just all part of the process. And you just need to persevere, you know, fight through it, and then just don't let it bring you down, and just push. And then I think when I finished at state, I think I've trusted the process, and then it all worked out in the end. I did good. Yeah,
that's awesome. Where does this moment rank for you?
I think number two. I think number one right now is 2 mile at state, because I think that was a really good experience for me, and I had really high confidence going after that race.
Okay, can you take me through that, actually? I want to hear about that.
That race, it was a unique experience for me, because I had a high expectation to go top eight in that race. I think going the first mile, I felt good. I felt consistent. And then me having Devin push me, and then me passing him, I realized that I did a good job, and then my training worked out in the end, and then finishing that line with Ryan's on, and then getting number five with a 9:22. I realized that I did good. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So when you celebrated states this year, who are some of the people that you really wanted to celebrate with this eighth place finished with?
I really wanted to celebrate it with Hayden, but he had a bad race, but you know, I talked to him and to keep your head up, and then that's one bad race shouldn't define you. And then I think from now on, I think I'm going to push Hayden with finish season strong with postseason races and everything, because me and him are planning on going to Running Lane and East Bay Midwest Regionals.
He has a bright future out of him.
Yeah, he does. He had a really good, awesome season, and he did a really good job of stepping up to the plate, being a good leadership person, being that number one runner. And then he was bummed out at the state, but I just push on because he had a really good season. You shouldn't let this race define you, because you have a bright future, you have track, and you have one more year of cross country, and you would do good.
You're a really good friend. I just got to say that really quickly.
Yeah.
So as we go into, you know, this week right after states, has it settled into you that as a senior, that was the last cross country race that you've run?
Yeah, it settled in as the last high school for the school as a state. But I really want to run some post season races. So I've a couple races after to finish this season. But I think this last season going in, it's been a blast these past 4 years, because my freshman year I didn't have a good season, but then bouncing back, performing pretty good, I realized that I've been good at running and I can use that. Mm-hmm. training and progressing all these years. It's been an emotional ride, I can say for sure.
Yeah, congratulations on it.
Thank you.
And as we go into, you know, training for these couple postseason races that you want to run, what goes into training now?
Just finishing those miles, crushing workouts, tempos, fartleks, and just making bigger steps in my training progress, because I know this upcoming indoor season, I want to perform pretty good and just perform at the national level and then just go on from there.
Is there different strategies to cross country than indoor?
I haven't ran indoor before. This will be my first time running it, but I can say track and cross country, it's two different things, because you have different tactical styles, different race types, different terrain. You have flat, oval, you have a ups and downs in cross country. So yeah, it's different.
So let me ask, first time you're ever going to be able to run indoor, how are you feeling about it?
I've been feeling good. I just want to stay healthy, not try to get injured again, because I know running from cross country on a track can be injury prone, but I just want to stay healthy, stay strong, and then just have confidence from this race to go in from indoor track.
Okay, and last thing I want to touch on, obviously we've mentioned that you're a senior, next year you'll be in college, and one thing that we talked about a little bit before we went on, is that the major that you want to be is not what your parents are in. You want to be in political science, that's correct?
Yeah.
All right, so can you talk me through that? Kind of, why are you interested in that?
I just grew up watching cop shows and CSI shows and everything. I've just grown an interest in law enforcement and governing law stuff, and I just want to take a career on that, because I think it'll be a good experience, be a good lifestyle for me at least. And then, yeah.
Did you ever watch 48 Hours?
No, I don't think so.
You should. I was in a pre-law program growing up, and we watched like 48 Hours for class sometimes.
Yeah.
I'd recommend it to you if you find it. Yeah. That is Javier, that is Munoz, senior from cross country. Just finished 8th at states. Congratulations on your states. I know I mentioned that Hayden's got a bright future, but the way that you just handled that interview, you got a bright future too.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. When we come back, we're going to have head coach Kristen Lindberg on here for cross country here on Buff Talk Live on KWKR 99.9 The Rock.